Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to Scaling Enterprise, WordPress, and OSS, a Do the Woo podcast show. Woo! Woo! This show is brought to you by Avalara, where they help you with cloud-based and scalable global tax compliance. Avalara focuses on creating the most comprehensive cloud-first tax compliance content across the global compliance lifecycle. You can learn more at avalara.com.
Hello and welcome everyone to Scaling Enterprise, WordPress and open source software. So really excited to dive into a new podcast on the Do the Woo Network with some of my friends in the space. This is an intro episode to kind of talk about what's to come, what this podcast is, what we're looking to accomplish, ideas that we have for the show. Really excited about it. We're really looking forward to digging into the enterprise, these kind of large, complex topics that you don't hear a lot about, especially in the WordPress space. So I brought on some heavy hitters. I need it, right? So we got some awesome host group, and I want to kind of go through who you can expect to see on the show from a host perspective. We'll talk a little bit more about show formats, guest ideas that we have, the different types of formats within the shows and some partnerships we have. So I'll kick it off. I'm Brad Williams. I'm the CEO of an agency called Web Dev Studios. We've been working with WordPress for 16 years now. And over the past 6, 7, 8 years, we've really kind of focused on the larger scale enterprise space. So really building complex web integrations, websites with WordPress, really pushing the boundaries of what WordPress is really known for, but really proving that it is such a great application in the enterprise space. So really looking forward to talking about my experiences with my company and what we've been able to accomplish and some of the awesome things we've done with our clients and partners. And also looking forward to hear what my other hosts have with their experiences. So next we'll bring on Kareem Marucci, we have crowd favorite CEO as well. So Kareem, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself, your company, and what you're bringing to the table?
Thanks, Brad. So Kareem Marucci, CEO of Crowd Favorite, and I have the pleasure of coming to the WordPress world originally from the traditional enterprise CMS world. Way back in the day, I helped start bring some of the first organized CMSs to the enterprise, and I found my way to the religion of open source and loving the WordPress project through working with large organizations that got tired of licensing. So Crowd Favorite specializes in making WordPress almost a hub of a more extended content management system where you are plugging into legacy systems, you're plugging into the MarTech 10,000. You're doing things for some enterprise clients that aren't necessarily always just pushing words and images to a page. And we get really excited about that. So I'm really looking forward to having these conversations in the formats that we're going to describe. And with this particular group right here, I think it's going to be great.
Absolutely. I can't wait as well. And next up, our third host, certainly not the least, is Tom Wilmot, also CEO of HumanMade, another agency I bet you've heard of in the WordPress space. So welcome to the show, Tom. Let's tell everybody who you are and a little bit more about your experiences in the enterprise and WordPress.
Sure. Excited to be here. I don't mind being least when I'm on such illustrious company. HumanMade founded back in 2010. I guess we've always been focused on the large enterprise side of the WordPress space, working with large enterprise clients, kind of focused on thinking about WordPress and contributing to WordPress in order to make it like a better CMS for enterprise. We also started Altis, which is like true enterprise WordPress hosting. That's kind of our take on that. And we're all obviously involved in Scale as well together, the Scale Consortium, which is kind of act like collaborative effort to raise the game for enterprise WordPress. I think it's like a really exciting time for enterprise WordPress at the moment. There's a lot going on. There's a lot like happening in the broader enterprise CMS space, the DXP space. You probably like heard all of these terms bandied around. Like both of you touched on, we probably don't talk about enterprise enough inside the WordPress space. It's actually like a big driver of growth and investment and the money that flows back into WordPress. Like a lot of that's tied to enterprise. And also it's such a big player actually in the broader CMS, like enterprise CMS market. It's got huge market share. Almost every big company uses it somewhere. And so we should also probably be ourselves spending more time out in the broader enterprise CMS ecosystem talking more about WordPress, because actually we're a big fish. So yeah, excited to like cover both of those, and we're going to tackle both sides of that, right, with these shows. So, excited to be here.
Yeah, 100%. I can promise the viewers there will not be a lack of acronyms and buzzwords on this show. I promise you there will be peppered throughout. So we will do our best to explain these acronyms and try not to just gloss over them. But you can guarantee if we're talking enterprise, there's going to be a lot of acronyms. So, but yeah, this is really exciting. I think one thing that really has me kind of geeked up about this is we all have different background experiences of how we got to where we're at. Like Kareem talking about coming from that more traditional enterprise space into WordPress, whereas I came from, I'm going to start an agency with no business plan at a coffee table and no real money and somehow build a company and stumble into enterprise at some point. You know, I learned what net payment terms were the first time a client asked me if we had net payment terms, and I had to Google real quick. Yeah, sure, of course we do, as I'm Googling, right? So like I kind of fell into it and I had to learn my way through it. Whereas like Kareem, you know, you came from that space. You brought a lot of that experience to the WordPress world in your agency. So, and you know, Tom as well, obviously different experience. And the fact that you have Altus, which is going to be cool to dig into too, which is a platform for those kind of enterprise, you know, DXP, integrate everything all in one WordPress solution. So I think that just the experience that we have and how we got to where we're at, what we've been through, is going to really bring a lot of flavor to this show and a lot of different ideas and maybe even competing ideas, which I think can be fun. So, so we'll talk a little bit more about the show, the format, and kind of how we're going to run this. So essentially the Scaling Enterprise podcast is going to be a bi-weekly show released through the Do The Woo network. So if you're subscribed to Do The Woo and the various channels, you will see when there's a new episode of Scaling Enterprise released, as well as I believe there will be a feed just for Scaling Enterprise. So if that's all you care about, you can subscribe there as well. And we're going to do bi-weekly. So essentially one show a month, approximately, I guess, will be focused more on kind of the WordPress inside the bubble, if you will, right? So enterprise within the WordPress space, you know, what we're doing to kind of grow it. What's WordPress, you know, what things are coming out within WordPress that the enterprise actually cares about or interested in, or where are the real challenges that enterprise have with WordPress and, you know, some of the especially compared to some of the other platforms that are out there that are big competition in the enterprise space. It's really kind of like the content that's really within the community. And I think it's got to be more relatable for the people that are in within the WordPress community, because we're going to be focused a little bit more about that. So that's going to be one show. The other show is going to be really more geared towards open source software. And Kareem, I'll kind of pitch this over to you because I know you're kind of going to be spearheading that formatted show. Talk about kind of your thoughts on the topics and how it would essentially differ from the WordPress more specific one.
Well, sure. So sometimes inside the bubble, we forget that open source is the key to making all things possible for our clients. And the beautiful thing about the WordPress project is the way it was born and the way it's been progressing is it's a great platform to connect to other things. So while, as you were saying, Brad, inside the bubble, we're talking about, you know, how do we all relate to the WordPress project and how does WordPress project, what does it mean to our clients? Our clients are asking questions about what's going on with the latest, everything from AI to first-party data to the DXP world out there and marketing and MarTech, and how does WordPress help us connect to that? So we're going to have lots of fun and interesting explorations into where are we going and how can open source and WordPress give the enterprise more choices than any other platform out there?
Yeah, I love it because that's really going to let you expand beyond that WordPress bubble, you know, in conversation and the types of, you know, guests you want to bring on the show and kind of dig into. So again, it kind of allows us to expand beyond just that footprint, but it also allows us to be a little more focused. Like we'll have one show really dedicated more inside the bubble and one a little bit more outside, if you will. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I think, you know, we'll kind of see how it progresses and the different guests and stuff we get on. We're always going to want feedback. So if you're listening to the show and this interests you, we'd love to hear topic ideas, thoughts. You know, if you have guests or people you think would be awesome to have on the show and talk about, whether it's a one-on-one interview or a roundtable discussion. You know, there's so many important topics on the web and especially in the enterprise world today. You know, Kareem, you mentioned AI, which is literally everywhere. You can't avoid it at this point, but you know, there's some big considerations for what does AI mean in the enterprise and what do they actually care about versus not, you know? So those are things I'm sure we're going to dig into in future shows. The other part I want to dig into a little bit is kind of the partnership that we have on this show. So we're certainly working with Bob and through the Do the Woo network, But part of this is a partnership with the Scale Consortium, which the three of us are members of. So I thought it's important that we talk about the Scale Consortium a little bit, just to fill people in on what it is, you know, what that means, who's involved, and what this partnership with Do the Woo means. So Tom, I'm going to put you on the spot. You want to kind of dig into Scale Consortium, kind of what it is, what our goals are, who's involved? Because I think it really kind of helps connect the dots with how amazing the show is going to be, honestly. So,
I mean, this is an idea that goes back a long time, right? That, and you know, touches on some of the themes of the show, that the enterprise WordPress, or WordPress is pretty successful in enterprise. And there are like quite a few of us firms who are like working with enterprise clients. But we're all kind of doing it individually. And so we're going to market individually. We're like got our own flavors of how we bend WordPress to enterprise needs. And I have a kind of, you know, a bit of a way I think about this is like we all collaborate on the software side, you know, really effectively. Like WordPress is in large part a collaborative software project that is like greater than the sum of its parts. If we were to build 10, you know, our own 10 CMSs, they'd all be rubbish, but we can work together and build a really good one. And that's like, that's really impressive. But like the marketing side of that for enterprise WordPress is actually like to some degree worse than the sum of its parts. You take the combined marketing of all of the enterprise firms in the WordPress space, and our like impact and reach in the market is a lot lower than it should be, a lot smaller than it should be. And so the idea really is which has been floating around for a while, and there's been a few different runs of this in amongst us kind of enterprise players. How can we come together and work more collaboratively on this enterprise WordPress marketing piece? And so Scale, it kind of formally formed, I guess, just over a year ago. There was like five of us agencies initially as the kind of founding members. We, you know, I guess got our heads together and worked out what the initial kind of structure this would look like. It's now expanded, so there's now 10 agencies involved, and we've been focused on marketing WordPress to the enterprise. Some like interesting early things there. We've done like a series of WordPress platform first case studies, showcasing like amazing examples of WordPress as an enterprise platform, focused on telling the story, the WordPress kind of platform story, rather than the specific agency's story. Again, you know, you go to any of the other enterprise platforms, you're going to get that. You're going to get those kinds of case studies. You go to the WordPress space, you're going to get studies mostly that are talking about the individual firms. So that was like a missing piece that we were able to fill. We've got like, I think, a little exclusive reveal. I think we've got like a showcase coming up, a video showcase coming up soon, which we're going to be showcasing exciting recent launches in the enterprise space. So yeah, I think that gives, I guess, a bit of a flavor of the kinds of things we expect to do. How can we come together and share the load of marketing WordPress to enterprise and do a much better job at it than like we're each individually doing, which also frees us up, right? As agencies and hosts, that means we can focus our marketing on just like what makes HumanMade great or what makes web dev great. We don't also have to like try and sell WordPress at the same time. We can band together for that bit.
I mean, it just stands out, right, to me as one of the amazing benefits of open source software and the communities within open source. And, you know, WordPress is obviously where we kind of swim, but there's a lot of other open source projects that are, you know, also have awesome communities too. But just to see like agencies, I mean, we're all competitors here, right? Like you said, there's 10 agencies and you look at this list, this is really a who's who of people building amazing things in WordPress. And these are companies that have been around for 10 plus years, you know, each and every one of them. So very well-known agencies within the WordPress space, see the names everywhere, you know, the speakers at WordCamps talking about the things, you know, these agencies are doing, all of ours included. So it's really neat that, you know, we've all been able to come together and you know, have this initiative of helping grow WordPress in the enterprise, because as you said, there's a ton of great WordPress content out there, but a large, or I should say a very small percentage of that is anywhere related to enterprise. And that's been a challenge, right? Is you know, helping sell WordPress in the enterprise, also combating kind of the FUD content out there that, you know, wants to drag WordPress through the mud or, you know, talk about how it's insecure or, you know, blah, blah, blah. These things we've heard for years and decades that we know are not necessarily true. But we have official voice together where we can kind of push back on that type of stuff and say, actually, Taylor Swift's on it. So it must be secure, right?
Yeah, I mean, particularly Kareem's, you know, the show Kareem's going to kind of be heading up, thinking more about WordPress from the external perspective, enterprise buyers, the broader enterprise CMS and DXP markets. I think, like, that's particularly exciting because I think that's been one of the major areas of weakness where we've not really had a voice in those areas. And so we've not really led the narrative. The narratives have been led elsewhere by the other proprietary platforms. They've defined what the enterprise CMS space is. They've defined the terms. They've defined DXP. They've come up with all of these things. And mostly WordPress is left trying to play catch up, trying to figure it out.
Yeah, here's the biggest measuring stick for where we are today. If you ask any stakeholder in the enterprise client, or you ask any procurement specialist in the enterprise today, they can tell you, if you say to them, where do I find information on something like this monolithic content management system built by Adobe? They know exactly where to go. They know exactly who to talk to, and they will get all the answers they need. In the WordPress world, we have the project, we have the hosting companies, we have the agencies, but there's not a unified voice saying, without trying to sell you any one only sliver aspect of that, how do I give you the information you need to make a decision? That's what's been missing, and that's what I hope Scale Consortium is answering, and that's what I hope we're going to have some great conversations around on these podcasts, around how do we represent WordPress as the future of being able to show the enterprise customers they have options.
Exciting. Can't wait to dig in. I would love to just spend the whole hour here and start really getting into these topics, but
I know, yeah, I'm having to hold myself back.
Per Bob's direct order, we're going to keep this short and sweet, right? So I will say I do want to tee up a big event that's coming up, actually coming up really soon, is WordCamp Europe, WordCamp WCEU, hashtag. The three of us will all be there, as well as I think at least someone from almost every agency on Scale Consortium. So. And Bob, of course, will be there because Bob is at every WordPress event ever. So we're really excited. So if you're going to be at WordCamp EU, definitely track us down. You know, I'm sure we'll be in the hallway track and mingling. And, you know, obviously we love open source. We love WordPress, but we really love talking about, you know, all of that and how it really impacts the enterprise, because that is what we are doing day in and day out within our agencies and our respective jobs. So it's obviously something we're very interested in. We'd love to talk to you. Love to hear ideas for the show. The plan for the release of the show, it's going to start officially this summer. So we'll definitely tweet out and share out more information on the exact release date. But again, you can subscribe right on Do the Woo. Subscribe. There's a section for the enterprise site or the enterprise podcast as well as the full feed. So so make sure you get subscribed. You know exactly when that first full episode drops, which will hopefully be this summer is the plan. Beyond that, any closing remarks from anyone? Anything we missed or didn't cover that we want to make sure we include here?
Yeah, I think well covered. I think it would be great to hear from people who are listening to this now, like ahead of those first episodes. It would be great to hear what's on people's minds, the kind of stuff they'd like to hear us talking about, questions, concerns that they've got. Send us a tweet or something or seek us out at WordCamp Europe and let us know.
Yeah, definitely reach out either through Bob or online or at an event. If you just have ideas, even if you're interested in coming on the show, like we said, it's going to be all sorts of different formats. Could be roundtable, could be, you know, interviewing a particular, you know, web admin on how they built some, you know, crazy feature in WordPress. It could be all sorts of stuff. Could be very hypothetical, who knows, but it gives us a lot of flexibility in what we're doing and how we want to, you know, run this podcast and the type of information we want to get out there. So I really like the flexibility around what we're doing here. And I think it's going to be fun. You never quite know what the show is going to be until you get in there and listen to it and check it out. So yeah, with that, we'll wrap it up. Look for us at WordCamp Europe. Make sure you subscribe over at Do the Woo. And we look forward to hearing all your feedback and having some fun talking WordPress, enterprise, open source software in the enterprise, and all the challenges and fun that come with that. So with that, we will see you on the next episode.
Hey, Bob WP here, and I'd like to thank Avalara for their support. Please consider checking them out at avalara.com. And thanks for tuning in to Scaling Enterprise, WordPress, and OSS. If you're not subscribed, just visit dothewoo.io/subscribe or find us on your favorite pod player. And remember, you can always subscribe to any of our shows directly or hear them all on our full Do the Woo channel feed. And lastly, we do welcome your thoughts, insights, and feedback on all of our episodes. Just head over to dothewoo.io and leave a comment on the episode you just listened to. Until the next time.